Now, judges, you're seeing depositions in two primary contexts, when we, the lawyers, have disputes with other lawyers or when they're being used down at the courthouse in trials that you're presiding over. Let's begin by focusing on the deposition disputes. Let's start with you, Judge Smith. What are your thoughts generally about appropriate sanctions for lawyers, and we've all seen this happen, who violate the rules against suggestive objections and coaching witnesses and who obstruct? What kinds of sanctions do you think are appropriate and under what circumstances?
Yeah, personally, as a trial lawyer, I would see that happen a lot. As a trial judge, it really has not been presented to me. However, I know it happens, it always has, and it really always will. But it is hard for the trial judge to see the dispute, the problems in putting the deposition situation in context once you bring it all to the courthouse. So I just encourage the lawyers who feel like the process is being abused to make sure it's well documented, to object to. There are sanctions provided under the Rules 199 to deal with these problems, and I don't know any judge that would not apply those sanctions, for whether it be costs, whether it be a restricted testimony, whether it be other sanctions that would be appropriate. I truly have not assessed a sanction for that, but certainly I've always encouraged lawyers to stop breaking the rules.
You made an interesting comment. You said it's sometimes hard for us, the judges, to know what's really going on in the deposition. What's your preference, Judge Smith, for how we bring this conduct to your attention? Do you like to read a transcript? Do you like short video deposition excerpts if somebody says a witness is being abused or a lawyer's jumping in and coaching a witness? How do you prefer to see it to try to figure out what actually happened in the deposition?